Okay, let's start our discussion of Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin, the last daf here of the first perek, Perek Yetzias HaShabbos, before we get to Bava Madlikin, the next perek. But we still have our work to do here on Tes Zayin Amid Beis. So we're talking about issues of Grufa V'Ketuma. We're talking about issues of Shihiyah, which is going to again come up in depth in the third perek. But here it comes up because we're talking about Erev Shabbos activities. So we will continue where we're up to. So I think we're up to Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi b'shem Rav Yochanan. Right. That's line of a base, two-thirds of the way down. Tavshil sharshin is bashil kachilas benjusai. A meat tavshil that was cooked kachilas benjusai. Remember, that means either a half or a third. Rashi Rambam. Mutter lachzira gavikira ketuma. As long as it's machlo benjusai, I'm allowed to put it on Shabbos. I'm allowed to put it on the on a covered fire, so to speak. Ketuma, right, garfa katam, for our purposes, means covered. In the days of old, it meant swept out or covered with a cooling agent. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. As long as it's machu ben drusai, as long as it's cooked already, you can put it. We didn't mention this, but let's just clarify this for, again, for future purposes also. Most Rishonim say that the issue of Shehiyah, about leaving stuff on the fire before Shabbos, is an issue of Shema Yechata. Meaning, I might come to stoke the coals, and therefore you need some type of reminder that it's Shabbos and you don't want to forget. So according to most Rishonim, that's what all Rishonim say. Hachzara, putting it on Shabbos, so that's a machlokas Rishonim. Some also say that's Shema Yechata, but most say that is an issue of mechzik mevashel. Does it look like cooking? Because you're doing it on Shabbos. So does it look like cooking? That's the issue of Hachzara. And therefore, the rules, the five conditions that we mentioned a couple of days ago of Hachzara, that's to make it, as long as it's seen as a return, a Hachzara, so that would be mutter. Those are all the conditions. still warm, covered fire, fully cooked. Those last two are Daraisa. And not a covered fire, the Bavushu called Sarcho. But there's some Rishonim that say it's Shema Yechata. But even on Shabbos. But that's what here. So Rabbi Yochanan says, putting it on a heat source on Shabbos, as long as it's cooked, machlo ben drusai, and it's a covered fire, then it's mutter. You let it put it on Shabbos. Again, we require other conditions as well. Vitaya, and it's similar to ki demar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, like the following statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Hashofes is like a deir al gabi gachalim. If somebody on Shabbos is about to put a pot on coals, masrin bo. You warn him, and you say, wait a minute. Look, she is pashal kachil, but you saw, she's the gersa chayiv. Wait, you give hasra, right? If you give hasra, wait, when that cooks to macho b'jusoy, you're going to be chayiv. So you see from there, macho b'jusoy is the border of maisa bishal on Shabbos. Again, everything we've seen so far, we mentioned machlogas rashba rambam, about whether there's bishal daraisa even past macho b'jusoy, until mavushal called sarcha. That's a machlokas. But for sure, making it from before to after machlo ben drusai is bishul daraisa, and that's what the lashon here is. Rabbi Yochanan said, that's the warning that you give. When one gives hasra, which is a big topic, when one gives hasra, one has to say, one can't just say, that's asr. Right? One has to say, and if you do this, you will be punished. There's a Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf that the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote, where Rashi seems to say you have to mention the pasuk. You have to be a balkorei to give hasra. Right, you have to say if you do this, you're going to violate what it says in the Torah. Lo sasaka malacha, right? Whatever the pasuk is, the isser of dam, the isser of chaylev. You have to know the pasuk. Know the pasuk. That's what that Rashi seems to say. But this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Acha, Rav Tanchum, Barchia, B'shem Rabbi Shimon, B'Rebbe, Chamin, hot water. Chamin shehuchmu called sarchan, hot water that was fully cooked. Right, it's boiling. Mutter lachzir na gabe kira she'ena ketuma. Wow, a bigger chiddush. Right, Rabbi Shimon Barebi says, hot water that is fully, right, you can't cook anymore, you gotta put it on an open flame. On Shabbos, right, we don't paskin this way. But you gotta put it on an open flame, why? Because it's not getting any better. Right, what's the chshash? You're not cooking, it's already fully cooked, and there's no chshash that you're gonna do anything, it's what we call mistamik v'ralo. Right, it's just gonna get worse. But that's the shita here in the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira says, really? That's mutter? L'shahus aser. Even before Shabbos, Shehiyah, to put it on an open fire like that is usher. Lahachzir mutter? Come on. Dilma lois amris ella al Pesach. Maybe maybe this last statement wasn't, maybe we lost something in the translation. And he never said, Rishi Barebi never said that you could put boiling hot water on an open flame on Shabbos. Really what he meant was a halacha regarding Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, is that what you meant? And really, instead of the words of Chamin Shehuchmu Kol Tzarchan, it should have said Pesach Shenitzle, a Pesach that was fully roasted. That, is that what you meant? And also Rav Acha Breshim, Rav Shimon Berebi, he said, yeah, he has a different version, and that's what it said. Pesach, Shesach HaSlarcho, Mutalach Zero, Gabi Kira Shein Ketuma. A carbon Pesach that was fully roasted, it's still a Kiddush. You could put it back on an open flame, on Shabbos. Again, when Erev Pesach is, when you're roasting it on Shabbos. So that's what it meant. Why is that different? Right, if Shehi, also it's all also on an open fire, why is this different? Because as we'll see, by Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach, as we know, is done in groups, is done in chaburos, you're going to remind each other. You're going to remember it's Pesach. You'd have enough people there to remember that it's Pesach Shabbos. And therefore, you're not going to come to stoke. You're not going to come to lead to any halachic problems. So that's why Karban Pesach Badafka is going to be different. Chaburos or Zrizim, and they'll remind each other. So it's not a general, like everything that's Pesach Viralo, you're allowed to put on an open fire. No, that's not what he meant. Rav Zira says, this is what you meant. And the second version, actually, that was said. Good. Continuing. A, no, so the Mishnah said that you're not allowed... Right, the Tanakhama said, you're not allowed to put bread into an oven right before it gets dark, unless the surface gets crusted over before Shabbos. So that's cooked. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, just a little bit of crusting. You don't need the whole thing. Rabbi Yaakov, what the Gemara is going to be bothered by here is, why by Bishul do some require very cooked? Remember we had some days a couple of days ago, even you need a Bishul called Sarcho. And here you just need it to be a little crusty. Right, the baking. What's the difference between baking and cooking? Why is baking more kal? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Asi, zrizos hein anoshim bepas yosem en atavshel. There's more zrizos, there's more scrutiny and carefulness when it comes to the bread. Why? And therefore we can be more makel. Ma bein pas, ma bein tavshel. What's the difference? Tavshel darko lecha roseach. Something cooked, you want to eat it boiling, piping hot. And therefore, the hotter it is, the better it is. And therefore, you're choshesh that maybe there'll be some stoking, and that's why there's more precautions when it comes to the cooking. Pas ein darko locho rosachas. Bread, you need it to cool off a little bit before you eat it. Right? There's seems to be less of a chshash of burning oneself. So bread, people like to eat cooled off, and therefore, there's no chshash that you're going to stoke it. I want to make it hotter because you don't want it to be so hot. As it said, Taman Amr, like they say in Bavel over there. Pas chama, chamasa betzita. If you eat boiling hot bread, you're going to get a fever very soon. Right? Chamasa, the fever, betzita is right next to it. So therefore you can't eat tzira. And once we're on the topic, we'll throw in some other medical, tidbits. Tzira, if you get bitten by a hornet, sewn in, so you should put, drinking hot, cold water. Akrav, scorpion, chamin, hot water. Man de michlef, and if you flip these and you don't remember, sakana, that's even more dangerous, right? You take the wrong medicine, you know, that's gonna be worse. Okay, finishing up. Mode Reb Eliezer. So says the Gemara, the last line. The last line of the Mishnah said, Reb Eliezer's mako. No, you don't need it to be fully crusted, just a little bit of crusted, the bottom layer. So the Gemara says, Reb Eliezer agrees that that's not bread when it's just crusted over. Modi Reb Eliezer b'lechem apanim. He agrees by the lechem apanim. Shein ekri lechem at sheyikru panei batanar. Right? Reb Eliezer agrees that it's not bread when it crusts. What the our Mishnah here is not interested in when is it halachic bread. Our Mishnah here is interested in when is there no longer a chash that you're going to be involved in the baking process. So as long as it crusts a little bit, you're okay with it. You're not going to get involved. But Reb Eliezer would agree that for the lechem apanim to have the status of lechem apanim, that is not good enough. We know the lechem apanim goes on the shulchan, the 12 showbreads, as they're called in English. And the achronim point out, I didn't see this much in the Rishonim, but the lechem apanim is discussed in Parshas Truma. Truma. And that's very interesting. Because why is it in Parshas Truma? Truma is about the Klei HaMikdash. I thought about the Avodas HaMikdash. It's about the clay hamikdash. And yet, v'nasata al ha-shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. Put the bread. So there is evidence that maybe the shulchan doesn't have a full status of shulchan unless it has the breads on it. Unless it has the breads on it. The menorah is the menorah. Pashtus, whether it's filled up with oil or not filled up with oil. You have the menorah and you have the oil. But the shulchan maybe doesn't have the status of shulchan unless it has the breads on it. You have a similar discussion by the aron. Right, the Aron Ha'edus. It could be that the Aron is not called an Aron unless it has the Luchos inside. Right, without that, you have the physical, you know, parts of the Aron, because sometimes function defines essence. Right, and that's part of the definition of the Lechem of the Shulchan, as some point out. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin, the Mitzvah HaMelech says that on the Mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Bishar Shei HaMitzvah, part of the Mitzvah behind the Lechem HaPanim is Shetzivanu Akel Baruch Hu Mitzvah Tmidis Belechem Lefi Shebo Yichyeh Adam. Bread is the staple. As we discussed recently, a couple of days ago, we spoke about Pas Yisrael and Pas Akum. Remember we said that all the other ones kicked in and they were able to sustain, right? Bishul and Chalav and Yayin. But Pas Akum Einat Tzibur Yachol Lamod Bo. It's such a staple. We can't live well. We can't live if we have to get Pas Yisrael. That's why it became a Chumrah. It's not a Din. It's a chumrah. So it's a staple. So the chinuch says Hashem wants to give us a mitzvah, a constant mitzvah done with the staple of our diet. The alkein tzarech elav lios habracha mitzuyah bo tamid. Umitoch iskenu bo l'kayim alav mitzvah Hashem yizbarach yeh haratzon v'habracha chalam aleinu v'yizbarach b'me'enu in our innards. Ki b'chal she'oseh bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem yizbarach bo misbarech. Whatever man does, with a mitzvah with, so we're zochet to a bracha in that. And there's a lot more here. Remember the story, I like to say over this story, it's from the Arizal, in the Sefer Yagdol Torah, which is a contemporary set on Chumash, he quotes it in Parshas Truma, he quotes from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, L'Maharam Chagiz, from Tzfat. He said he heard from Magide Emes, the following story. The Zikne Dardeya, Shebimei Ha'ariya Kadosh. One time, there's a story in Tzfat. So some of the Anuse Portugal came. They read the Tzfat 1500s. That was the 1492 with the expulsions. There were many Muranos. They did some Torah in private, but not in public. And a lot of them just became Ami Haaretz. They didn't know anything. They knew they were Jewish. They didn't know anything. So one of them came to Tzfat, and he was an Am Haaretz Gomor. He never learned. And he goes to the Rav and does Drasha, and it was Shabbos. He was talking all about Bez Bambes HaMikdash. They brought the Lechem upon him. And he says, oi, he gives a groan. He says, we don't have the Lechem upon him today. What could he do? So Ha'anus, Hevinadram Kipshutam, he says, he goes home, he says to his wife, honey, let's make some breads. Let's make some breads for God. And they make a bread, and his wife also has no idea, so she makes the bread. He takes the breads on Thursday night, and he brings it, and he puts it on the table in front of the Aron Kodesh in the shul. V'yimischani l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'yikabel es karbono b'ratzon. Please accept my breads. Lachem ikan, and he left. An hour later, the shamish comes to the Beis HaKnesses. Matzah chalos lefnei ha'echol, v'lachem lebeisel. Let's do the Shabbos Kodesh. Wow, okay. I got chalos for Shabbos. He takes it home. Pam haya harav be'Beis HaKnesses. One time, the Rav was in the Beis HaKnesses. And the anus that didn't see him, the Rav was learning in the back of the shul. And he did this every Thursday night. Every Thursday night he came in. And he left, and he davened, and he davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept my tefillah. And on his way out, Gorah bo harav. The Rav says, what are you doing? You think Hashem's eating? Think he's eating your lechem upon him? And then Shamish walks in. Shamish's like, what's going on here? He's like, the Rav said, I said, oh, I've taken those breads every week. Thank you so much. The Anus goes home and he starts to cry. And he realizes what he did was foolish and, chashav lasos mitzvah v'asa aveira. Bein tayim, that night, an hour later, a shliach comes to the Rav's house with a message from the Ari HaKadosh. Lech v'tzav l'beischa. Go give your ethical will to your family. Shemachar bezman shahit alom amr ledrosh most tamus. V'kfar yatsa hakruz alzeh. And the Rav said, why? And the Arizal said, you'd be mevatel nachas ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had every week. Miyom shechnech rav beis hamigdash lo haylafanam nachas ruach kemo sha'osa shosh ha'onazeh bishtei alecha betmimuso. And he put it in front of the Aron. Okay. That's the story of the Arizal. Anyway, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Mishal Shalin Es HaPesach, L'tanir Im Chashecha, as we said, as we just said, Karan Pesach is a little more meiko. So, Im Chashecha, right, what happens if you have Erev Pesach, right, on Erev Shabbos? right? So it was right before. So you're allowed to be mishalshel. You're allowed to stick the Karban Pesach to be roasted, right? Karban Pesach has to be roasted into the oven right when it's about to get dark. Why? What do you mean? Aren't the issues of Shehiyah? Karban Pesach, you eat with chaburas, and we know everybody's going to remind each other. So the Isuri Durabanan of Shehiyah don't apply to the Karban Pesach. Wow. Umachizan es ha'or b'mederes beis hamokan. And also, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had all these, pyres of fire. So, as long as you got the wood to ignite before Shabbos, Machizan es ha'or, that's good enough. That's good enough. Again, they needed these fires, as the Karban Ha'edah here quotes, that they had to go barefoot, right? You gotta be barefoot, so it's cold. So they had to light fires in order to keep the floor a little warm. Ubigvulin, but if you're lighting a fire outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kadesh Yatzit Sa'ar Barubon, you're only light a fire before Shabbos, that, again, and they had a lot of fire in those days, no electricity, you need for warmth, you need for light. So the fire had to take, most of the wood, already be burning it. Be hurting it, and that's what you had to do before Shabbos. So if that happens, then there's no chash that you're going to be chote. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bepechamin kol shehein. Rabbi Yehuda says, by coals, by charcoals, as long as they're little bit, because they're not going to go out. And there's no chash, so as long as you, a little bit before Shabbos, that is good enough. Good. You see the Karban Ha'edah here, as I said, quotes in the first couple of wide lines, that the Kohanim weren't allowed to wear socks, right? There were four big day kahuna. No more, no less. No socks. And their feet had to be on the floor, because, and if not, you know, that would be a chatzitza. Because the feet on the floor, as the language is, ritzpa mekadeshes. The floor is mekadesh. Just like a klisharis is mekadesh what's inside of it, the floor is mekadesh the Kohanim. In order to do the avoda, ma klisharis lo yedar rachotzeis beinol levein klisharis. I'm reading from the Karban Ha'edah. Af ritzpa lo yedar rachotzeis beinol levein ritzpa. So the floor was sanctified, and the floor sanctifies what's on it, and that's the feet of the kohen. Remember that the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Chav Dalid discusses what if there is a tile missing from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen is standing on the dirt where the tile was supposed to be. So is that okay? Somehow there's a tile that should be, right? Even the Beis HaMikdash sometimes had some loose tiles, right? So that's the question of the Gemara. Nekra ha'even va'amad bimkoma mahu. What's the question? It's the Gemara's Lashon. This is the Gemara's Lashon. Zalachim chavtalin. Ki kadish David ritzpa, when David HaMelech sanctified the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, Elyona kadish, Odilma ad la'aris etoho mekadish. Did he only sanctify the upper layer? Upper layer where the tiles were, or no, all the way down to the depths. That's Afkamina, if you're standing there. So, what David? What do you mean David? David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Gemara talking about? What's it talking about? It says Tosfos, V'yavagav the Shlomo Bana Habayis David Kidsha. Even though Shlomo built it, David sanctified the ground. He made it hallowed ground that it was on, and that's how the Gemara could even ask. You know, did he only do the top layer or the all the way down? A lot more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Mishnah is Bezal Latanur Vechulu, Taman Taninan, we learned there in the Mishnah, Meseches Pesachim, Chashecha, when Erev Pesach would fall on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach would fall on Shabbos, Chashecha, Yatsu Vitzalu Es Pischein. What'd they do? They went after Shabbos, right, the night of the Seder, they went in and roasted their Karban Pesachs, meaning they couldn't do any preparations before Shabbos was over. They couldn't do any achana, they couldn't carry it out, they didn't do anything. So that Mishnah in Pesachim is telling me that they weren't allowed to do any Isurei Drabanans in order to get their Pesach ready to be roasted. The Atam Rahakid, and here we say, right, there's no problem, I mentioned before, there's no issues of Shehiyah on by the Karban Pesach. Put it right in. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi, there's a difference. Chaburas Rizosein. The Chaburas, as we said, just said, are Zrizos, they'll remind each other regarding the Karban Pesach. And therefore, there's no worry about the fire. But in terms of getting it ready before the eating, so then that's, maybe there will be more rakshash there, and that's why there are some, limitations. There are some other limitations which have nothing to do with forgetting it Shabbos. Right? The issues of hachana, the issues of hotza'ah, the karmelis, right? You can't do any of those, right? Because Karban Pesach is not doche, it's already drabanan. But it is a drabanan that has to do with you might forget, so that's where we are make. Fine. Pesach, the Brisa continues, Pesach, machziru at shalem, ve'inat machziru mechutach. Bekara Pesach, let's say you're roasting it, as you have to, and let's say you take it out of the roaster, and then you start, you're cutting it open. You want to see if it's ready. So the Brisa says, you could put it back shalem, right? You could put it back shalem, but you can't put it back once you sliced it. Let's say you see it's not roasted fully yet. You want to put it back. You can only put it back when it's whole. See the Rav Chaim Gadievsky towards the bottom. Machzirat shalem, mishal shalom chashecha. Even when it's right before Shabbos, let's say again, it's Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, you could put it back right before Shabbos when it's whole, but not when it's sliced already. Avot slo v'chatcho v'ruah she'eno nitzla kol tzarcho. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, if you see it's not fully yet, you can't put it back. B'bnei pisula, and why not? Rav Shmuel b'shem Rav Zira, back to the B'nei pisula, because there's a potential problem here. Psul. What does that mean? We'll continue. Amar Rav Yossi v'ya'us. This is appropriate. I agree with this halacha, that you could put it back right before Shabbos. Again, you took it off on Friday, for late Friday, to check how it's doing. You see, it's not fully roasted yet. You could only put it back when it's whole, not when it's sliced. Why? The following. Because sometimes, but what if you, because what happens if you don't put it back, and now it's Shabbos, and it's not fully roasted? Then you're stuck. Why? La'ochlo, and at the yachol. You want to eat it? I'll eat it rare. You can't do that by Karman Pesach. Right, there's an Isser Daraisa of eating the Karban Pesach rare. Litz partially roasted. Litz low, so okay, I'll roast it now. No. It's Shabbos. Einat yachol. Shalo yekes olav Shabbos. Right? You can't. You can't roast it. So therefore what? So we want to make sure that you're going to put it back in time. So the problem is, mitoch sha'at omer shehu mutter, if we would say that, you took it out Erev Shabbos and sliced it, wasn't fully roasted, you didn't return it, and now it's Shabbos, so you're stuck. So says the Gemara, mitoch sha'at omer shehu mutter, since if we would say that it's mutter to return it before Shabbos, afu eno solo, so called sarcho, mi bod yom. If he knows that I sliced it up, oh, it's not ready yet, you know what, I have some time, I'll put it back before Shabbos. You might then come to forget and just not put it back. And therefore you'd be stuck. So what we're going to say? You can't put it back if you're going to slice it. You can't put it back right before Shabbos. And therefore, you're going to put it back way before Shabbos. Right when you take it in, I quickly get it back in. So we'll make sure that it's roasted. Mitok shat omer lo shehu asur. Since you say it's asur to put it back sliced right before Shabbos, afu tzolo so kol tzarcha mibod yom. You'll make sure it's done earlier. Right? You're not going to wait. If it's whole, then you didn't check if it's roasted. We're assuming you could put it all in, and then we have the basic din of everybody's going to remind each other. You're not going to, not put it there in time. But even if you put it right beforehand, it's okay. But if it's sliced, you wouldn't be able to do it. Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, Shoel. Rav Yossi has just asked the following question. Sloyo shalem v'chitcho mahu. What if it was totally roasted, and then you sliced it up? But the whole chash is, if it's sliced and not roasted yet, you can't put it back because of this chash. We want to make sure you get it roasted. What if it's fully roasted? You want to roast it a little more. Can you put it back? Mahu mechzerarte umeshchante. You just want to warm it up. Could you put it back? So that is, meaning, Rav Chaim Gadievsky explains, do we say lo plug in this case? Because the whole issue is only a chash of if it's not roasted yet. But if it's fully roasted, then there's oksha. So that is the question that is asked. Is this low plug or not? And the Gemara does not answer the question. You see, we know the halacha is that one has to roast the Karban Pesach whole. Roast it whole. Right? That's the halacha. Many unique halachas of the Karban Pesach. One has to roast it whole. The question is, how whole? There is a fascinating, if I can find it now for a minute, Rambam and Ravid. Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid said, the Rambam says, find this. If not, we'll leave it for now. Says the Rambam. Okay, here it is. Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam. K'shadam ochel sa Pesach. So you roasted the whole thing whole. So when you take the Karban Pesach, chotecha baser va'ochel. You cut it up the meat. You can't break any bones. We know the chotecha atzamos mina perek. You cut the bones from the where the joint, umefarkan amrosa, ukshiagia legid hanasha, motzio. And when you get to the gid hanasha, you take it out, umanichum sharagidim atzamos vakrumos yosem bishas aschila. You put it with everything else. What's clear from the Rambam? You roasted it with the gid hanasha. Shein menakano so kishar basar. You don't do nikur like normal cases where you take the Gedanasha out earlier. They mechat roso. Why? Because there's a halacha. You have to roast it whole. And then you got to roast the whole thing. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram. B'chayei roshi ein iser gadol mizeh. She yitzla pesach im gid hanasha. V'im shimno. V'im tarba de tutei masti. You roast the whole thing? And the taste of the current Pesach is going, the Gid HaNasha is going to infiltrate and go to the rest of it? Says the Ravid. This is amazing. The Ravid always is very, graphic. Vim ezge v'ochel Pesach, v'yavi lefanai kazeh, hayiti chov to b'karko lefanav. If the Rabbi offers me a piece of his current Pesach, I'll throw it on the floor in front of his face. The Ravid says, I'm not interested in that current Pesach. That's a strong Ravid. Okay, but anyway, that's Machlokas, Ramam Ravid, whether you roast it whole. Whole means without the Gid HaNasha, the Ravid would say. That you gotta take out, that's Aser. Okay, interesting Machlokas. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, and by the way, the Rambam puts Korban Pesach as the first halachas in Sefer Karbanos. Remember, the Rambam has Sefer Avodah and Sefer Karbanos. Avodah is all about the Tzibur halachas. Karbanos is all about the private, the Korban Yochid halachas. Korban Pesach is the first in Karbanos. The Gemara says Karban Pesach is somewhere in the middle. It's a Karban Yachid that everybody does. So it's like the only one like that. Usually a Karban Tzibur is one on behalf, and Karban Yachid, okay, if I'm a Zav, if I'm a Yoledes, if I did a Chata, it's all personal. The Rambam here is Karban, as if Karban Pesach is somewhere like in the middle. It's like the transition of a between from the Sefer Avodah to Sefer Karbanos. Okay. Reb Zeir, Reb Yehuda, B'Shem Rav, Arba Maduros Kol Shehein. There are four Maduros, four pyres, big piles of wood and fire, that you just light them a little bit right before Shabbos, you're okay. Because they are so flammable that right when they're lit, you're not gonna touch them. Depending on the fuel. Maduros HaGefes, if your fuel is Aleph refuse, Maduros HaZevel, fertilizer, Maduros HaChelev, fats, Maduros Galinim Kol Shehein, date pits. All of these are very flammable, and therefore they're going to take right away. So if you light it right before Shabbos, you're okay. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, chotal shu male galinim kol shehem. Right? Same thing. You have a whole string of date pits. It's kol shehem. But chotel, what's a chotel? According to some, chotel means a string. Others says it means a basket. What's Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Chiya saying? These are only considered flammable and you're allowed to do right before Shabbos if they're all close together. They're all in one basket. They're all on one string. So that's what we say. Okay, if you, some of it's lit, it's all gonna take. Rav Bab B'Shem Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Chota Shumali Galinim Im Mechunasim Beruban. Right, only if they are gathered together. Right, if they're gathered together in the basket, let's say, Beruban, most of it has to be lit. In Mefuzaris, if they're scattered, Barov called Preda Preda, then each one of them has to be lit. Again, more limitations. Ma'u Palig, is this a machlokas? Says the Gemara, no machlokas. Kan bebrios, kan betashos. It depends if they're robust figs or not. Which are better, which are worse? Karban Eides, two days. So you might say, the robust ones, those burn better. And the dried out ones, those burn, not as good. Or the opposite. The full robust ones, they have liquid in it still. So those don't burn as well. While the totally dried out ones, the tashos ones, those burn better. So 2 days in the Karban Eidah. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Yirmiya Rav Chananya Matiba b'shem Rav Charios Milamata Veis Milamala. If you have thin palm branches on the bottom of your pile and big wood on the top, Kiman Shalar Ben Tayim Mutter. Once the fire, you lit the fire from the bottom and it starts going in between the layers, so then that's good. That's good enough before Shabbos, because this is totally going to take. Rabbi Chelbo b'shem Rav Huna Kora. What if you have one board? You have one board that you're going to use for heat on Shabbos. You're going to light it. So one board, Biruba. You have to have it lit Rove in order to say it's lit already and that's good enough before Shabbos. Barov HaKefa, the majority of what? The majority of the circumference of the piece of wood. Mau. So what does the Gemara say? Barov HaKefa Mimako Mechod or Barov HaKef Kula? Does it mean only the Rove in one spot? Or does it have to be the rove of the circumference? Meaning the whole inside of the wood doesn't have to be burning yet. But the rove of the circumference. Is it the rove of the circumference of the whole piece of wood? Or is it just one spot? So, Ashkach Tani Achitipasa Milasas Malacha. Until it can be no longer be used for any other type of work, which basically means the longer. It has to be fire on the entire length of the of the wood. And the last line, going back to the Mishnah said, by coals, even a drop, right? Keni masnisa af bibacham and kol shehen. Rabbi, the last line, when Rabbi Yehudis talks about coals, he is not arguing on the earlier dais. He's just saying, when it comes to coals, also a little bit lights, and you don't have to be worried about anything after that. Just maybe end with the Ksava Kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah talks about how at the end of Mishpatim, Hashem is compared to an Eish Ocheles, a consuming fire. And the Ksava Kabbalah wonders, why is that? A fire is destructive, a fire is, why is Hashem compared to a consuming fire? Says the Ksava Kabbalah, gorgeous. What's consuming fire? Kabbalah Satorah wasn't an equal experience to everyone who was there. It depends upon how much you prepared. However much you prepared for Kabbalah Satorah in those 3 days or in those 7 weeks, that's the more intense the experience. Fire doesn't burn things the same way, right? Fire burns paper one way and wood and metal and feather and plastic. Depending on the combustibility of the item, depending on the essence of the item, that determines how fire affects it. So it's the same thing with Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem was compared to a consuming fire to tell us that Kabbalah Satorah depends. Hashem was the fire. The fire Kabbalah Satorah. We had to make ourselves spiritually combustible in order to be able to get the experience of Kabbalah Satorah. So we have here different items that are more flammable, more combustible. You know, every day should be Kabbalah Satorah. Right, so we have to make sure that we are spiritually combustible, ready to have Kabbalah Satorah every single day. Hadron Aloch, Perek, Yitzias HaShabbos. Next time we start Perek, Bameh Madlikin. Okay, we'll stop here.